after years of genocide in Palestine. That's right. The 7th of October was not the birthday of genocide. This has been going on for generations in this blessed land. And the world has failed an entire nation with the silence. To the governments who remain silent, your inaction speaks volumes. How many more innocent lives must be lost before you find your voices? After years of genocide in Palestine, your diplomatic statements ring hollow while the children are dying in the rubbles of their own homes. To the Muslim leaders who normalized relationships with oppressors, have you forgotten your brothers and sisters in faith? After years of genocide in Palestine, your pursuit of political and economic gain comes at the cost of the Palestinian blood. Where is your conscience? To the religious leaders and scholars who stay quiet, your silence is deafening after years of genocide in Palestine. How can you preach about justice and morality while turning a blind eye to such immense injustice and suffering? Your pulpits should echo with cries for the oppressed. To the media outlets who distort realities, truth is the first casualty of war, but you have made it your mission to bury it. After years of genocide in Palestine, your biased reporting and selective outrage have normalized atrocities. You have failed in your duty to inform people and to enlighten them about the truth. To the people, all the people who have grown numb, I implore you to feel again, after years of genocide in Palestine, do not let your hearts be hardened. Each life lost is a universe extinguished. Their pain is our shared humanity crying out for justice. The cries of the Palestinians are echoing across all their olive trees, which turn down into ashes. Families are torn apart by bombs that know no mercy. A people with a very rich history and culture are being systematically erased, while the world is watching, paralyzed by indifferences or fear. How much longer will we wait? How much longer will we allow this to continue? How many more generations will grow knowing either fear or loss? The time for action, my brothers, my sisters, and all humanity, is right now. Save the Palestinians. Save the world from all injustices. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, mercy, and blessings be upon all of you.